Lei Yu, The Amazing Panda. Written and read by Jonathan Hutchings. Chapter 1. A Baby Panda. Lei Yu was born in the Beijing Zoo in China. His mom and dad had always been in the zoo, and they all seemed very happy there. He was given the name Lei Yu, meaning thunderstorm, because a heavy thunderstorm had started just as he was born. Now, Lei Yu was a very curious panda. He was very curious as he watched all the people who were watching him, and he wondered where they all went to when they left the zoo. He was a very small panda cub, a really tiny tot, and not much bigger than a football. This sounds like a bit of a sad thing in one way, but actually it was to his advantage. The zookeepers, you see, would often have a bit of a job to find him, as he was so small. He enjoyed the sort of game he played with them and was always hiding from them. He also knew that the game he would play was a really rewarding game. When they actually did manage to find him, you see, they would always give him some extra bamboo shoots in order to coax him into his little straw-covered pen where he would go to sleep. So he would often go and hide in some corner in the shadows under one of the trees in his pen. One day he found a new place to hide, where he was sure the keepers would never find him. It wasn't under a tree, though, but inside a tree. It was a hollow tree. It was a tree that had been damaged by lightning from a storm a few years before and had never recovered. It looked like a normal tree from the outside, and from the side where there wasn't much light from the sun. The more the sun shone, though, the more shadows there were around the back of the tree, away from the sun, which is what Lei Yu discovered. Every day he would hide under trees, in corners, or under piles of hay and straw, or behind bushes. One day, however, one of his zookeepers, Harry, from England, who had been in China as a student studying the Chinese language, had caught a bad cold and couldn't go to work. So, another keeper had come in Harry's place. Now, the new keeper didn't know about Lei Yu's hiding places and couldn't find the little panda anywhere. The hollow tree was in the far corner of the pen with a lot of other trees, so when the new keeper was searching for Lei Yu, he decided to remove some of the trees and bushes so that there would be fewer shadowy places and it would be easier to find Lei Yu. However, as he didn't know anything about the hollow tree, it was removed from the pen, with Lei Yu still sitting inside it. What an adventure he was having, first hiding and not being found, and then being lifted high up and taken out of the pen into some sort of great big field. He was a little bit frightened, but finally he decided to poke his head out of the hollow tree and find out where he was. He looked left and he looked right and saw only the big field that he now stood in. Then he looked round again and suddenly ran back into his tree because there was a very loud noise coming from the sky. He waited for a few minutes before looking out again, and there, far, far away and very high up in the blue sky, was something. This something was actually something he had seen before, but never this close. The field he was in was flat, but it was up in the mountains. Anyway, what he had seen and heard was an aeroplane. He didn't know what that meant or what aeroplanes actually did, but he wondered if they had something to do with all the people that came to stare at him every day. He was indeed a very curious baby panda.